As perhaps you know, this last week, we lost two very, very special honorary Spurdvac members and two very talented people in the entertainment industry and radio in particular. We were honored by their presence in the production of the suspense recreation, The World of Darkness, at the Spurdvac meeting on November 13th, 1982. It was put together by Byron Kane. He has left us. It featured Frank Nelson as the Man in Black. He just left us this last week. Virginia Gregg was in the cast, as was Lorene Tuttle. They have also left us. We announced on the show on KCSN last Sunday afternoon, a little early, I'm sorry to say, we were had the wrong information about the death of Virginia Gregg. Virginia passed away Monday morning, the 15th of September, 1986, at the age of 70. Frank Nelson had passed away Friday, September 12th, at the age of 75. I thought it'd be kind of nice to remember those folks tonight just a little bit. We're putting together some good memorials for them. Those will be ready within the next few weeks, and we'll look back on their careers with a little more time at our disposal. But for right now, let's listen to some excerpts of Frank Nelson giving it to Jack Benny. First, I'm sure a lot of you remember when Jack had to go somewhere, he would go to a railroad station and buy tickets and always ran into you-know-who. Let's join Jack at the railroad station.
Well, this must be the window. Oh, yeah, that man there, I guess, is the ticket agent. Oh, mister. Holy, are you the ticket agent?
No, I'm a groundhog. I came out, saw my shadow, and ran back in here.
Well, I'd like to buy a ticket to New York.
Well, I can only sell you a ticket to San Francisco. I just sold the man ahead of you a ticket to New York.
Well, what's that got to do with it? You can sell me a ticket to New York, can't you?
I can, but I won't.
Why not?
I like to keep my stacks even.
The silliest thing.
Excuse me, sir.
Huh?
I'm in a terrible hurry. Would you mind if I go ahead of you?
Well, no, I guess not. Thank you.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you, sir?
I'd like to buy a ticket to Constantinople.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, but you can't buy a ticket to Constantinople.
Why not?
Well, you see, Istanbul was Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
I've got to meet my girl in Constantinople.
Every girl in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, you'll be waiting in Istanbul.
Look, mister.
Well, that's confusing.
Well, I don't know why. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam.
Well, why do they change it?
I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
I want to go back to Constantinople.
But you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
See, why did Constantinople get the word?
That's nobody's business but the Turk.
Oh.
Here's your ticket to Istanbul.
Oh, thank you, and goodbye. Why, I always have to get into these kind of spots. Now, Mary, wait here. I'm going to take care of my tickets at that window over there. Oh, mister, are you the man who validates tickets?
No, I'm just here because I was born with this rubber stamp in my hand.
Look, all I want you to do is validate my ticket.
Very well. Where are you going?
To New York.
Good. Now, if we can just get rid of the smog.
Never mind that. I have have my ticket, but not my Pullman space.
Well, would you like a compartment?
No, no, I'm by myself.
A room air?
No, I don't even need that. As a matter of fact, I don't even need a lower berth. Tell me, do you have any uppers?
Well, I... Wait a minute. Ask me that again.
Do you have any uppers?
Yes, and if you don't go away, I'll bite you.
You're very funny.
Did my butler think so?
Now, cut that out!
The super chief now leaving for Kansas City and Chicago.
Jack, you'll miss the train. Hurry!
I will, if this man will stamp my ticket.
Okay, there. Now go already.
Look out, Mary. I gotta run for it. Goodbye.
Bye, Jack.
I don't know. Oh, this man here must be the salesman. Oh, mister. Mister.
Yeah!
No. I came over here to buy a G-string.
The violin, cello, or are you a burlesque dancer?
It's for my violin. Don't you recognize me?
Hey, let's see. Are you Yasha Heifer?
No.
And Misha Elman?
No.
Why, Evelyn, how you've changed!
Look, I'm not Evelyn, I'm Jack Benny.
Jack Benny, the radio and television comedian?
Yes.
Well, what a coincidence. My ex-wife thinks you're so funny.
Your ex-wife thinks I'm funny?
Yes, that was the grounds for the divorce. The judge even awarded me the custody of the children.
Look, I didn't come here to discuss your private life. All I want is a string for my violin.
All right. Here, that'll be $2 and a half.
We'll charge it.
You have a charge account here?
Yeah, just look under Jack Benny. You'll find it.
Yeah, let's see. Yes, here it is. Jack Benny, 366 North Camden Drive. Say, you owe us 89 cents.
What for?
Cohen on the telephone.
Never mind. Just charge this string to me.
Look, why do I have to go through all the trouble of writing up a charge for such a little amount? Why don't you pay cash?
Because I want to charge it. Now, write it out.
I'm not going to.
Now, wait a minute. Why is it I get along with everybody else, but the minute I meet you, there's trouble?
Because I don't like you.
I don't like you either. Now, wrap that string.
It'll be a pleasure.
That's better.
I'm going to wrap it around your neck.
That settles it. I'm getting out of here. And if I ever meet you again...
You will.
You that there will be so much trouble. You won't forget it as long as you live. I'll tell you right now.
Yes. Who will ever forget those Sundays when Frank Nelson, yes, used to give such exasperation to Jack Benny. We love you, Frank. And as I said, Frank Nelson passed away, and you probably have read it in the paper. I thank people for sending me obituaries, and if you see something in the paper like that, don't take it for granted that I know about it already. Would you please send me copies? There are many times when I miss it, and I should know about these things, and just let me know, okay? Just feel free to if you see something in the paper, an obituary or an interest article, an interesting article, please just send it to me here at KCRW. I do appreciate that. As I said, we'll look back on Frank Nelson's long illustrious career. He was not only a great funny man, but a fantastic dramatic actor in his early days, and perhaps if he had not gotten into the character of that made him famous, he would have been more famous as a dramatic actor. But we love him the way even the way he was. We still love him and always will. And don't you know that they're putting on a great show somewhere on this Sunday night.